Grand Valley State University's Community Reading Project has kicked off. The author will be in studio in a couple of weeks, and we kick off a three-part series with the spotlight on all things GVSU-CRP. This year's chosen book, well, stand by. Let's talk about it with my guests in studio, Jennifer Jameslin, director of Grand Valley's Community Reading Project. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning, Shelley.
We've done this for several years now. This is pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah. To be able to put the spotlight on the book, and I need to get myself a reading to make myself credible, too. So thank you for that. Professor Danielle Lake from Grand Valley's Department of Liberal Studies, Brook College of Interdisciplinary Studies, where you've been teaching the book. I hope all is well.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Is it amazing how it's been received and the conversations with your students?
Yes. As Jen will say, this book really invites them into the course and into their own lives in a way that they've found valuable.
Let's get into this, where you do choose one book each year to read, share, and discuss. Can you continue, if you would, Jen, on what the Reading Project is and who it serves?
Yeah, we really think that the Community Reading Project serves students and faculty and staff, but also the broader community. A good book is an invitation to a good conversation, and so that's really where we start, by trying to pick a book that is, we call it sticky, meaning that after you finish reading it, you really want to find somebody else that's read it to talk about those questions or issues or ideas that stick with you after you read. And so this year's book is All the Single Ladies by Rebecca Traister. And it starts with this very sticky statistic that in 1960, 60% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 were married. So more than half of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29. Today, for that same age group, 18 to 29, only 20% of Americans are married in that age group. So that's our students, that's many of our staff, that's a big chunk of our community, and that's a big shift in terms of what it means to be living your life in your 20s as a single person, pursuing your own professional goals, building your own identity, living on your own, all of those pieces. So once you really start thinking about that shift from 60% to 20%, it opens out into all of these powerful conversations about what it means to develop your own values during that time in your life, to build your own professional and personal identity. And Traister does an amazing job of both looking back historically at single ladies who were incredibly important in shaping the life of our nation, right? And in leading lots of important social movements and making powerful change, but then also in looking at single ladies in the contemporary era. So she does lots of interviews with folks who are living as single women now and talking about the ways that work and friendship and all aspects of your life are shaped by that identity.
Yes, Professor Lake, let's talk. What's the content of the book in more details? And I guess what issues from the book have students been most interested in response?
Yeah, as Jen was saying, the book traces the history of the women's movement in the United States and the impact that women have had on addressing the challenges that we've been facing across our country. The role of friendship in our lives today and in the past, really the critical role. And students have been really touched by that, understanding their lives as beyond something that is partnered with just a spouse, but something that that means living a full life in connection with friends to support them. The book also does an incredible job talking about how race, social class, our location impact the decisions we make to get married or not and the pressures we face. So in our own community here in Western Michigan, the average age of marriage tends to be around 24. But in other places in the country, that age is very different. So in Washington, D.C., the average age is 29. And the pressures that our own students face to feel like they should be getting married at certain ages and moving on with their lives. The book also really helps students confront the perceptions that we're facing in the media around sex and sexual rights, around virginity and promiscuity, around how and when we have kids. So students have been getting involved in lots of different ways, and they're still figuring out how they want to explore these ideas. We've actually looked at these issues on our own campus. So we went to our archives and we talked with librarians about the history of activism around women's rights at Grand Valley. And then we invited in the Grand Rapids Local Women's History Council to talk about how Grand Rapids has, how women have made an impact in our own place. And students are getting really excited about reaching back out to these organizations to see how they can support capturing the stories of local women in our past and making sure they're represented in our communities through plaques, through local walking tours, through websites and narratives and stories that really hold on to the work that women have done.
Jen, why are these learning experiences important for students? We know they are.
We talk a lot at Grand Valley about preparing students to be lifelong learners. This idea that just because you're eventually going to graduate and get your degree, that's not a moment when you stop being curious about the world that you live in. And so the CRP is this, I think, powerful model for how we do that work, that you can start by reading a book with a kind of curiosity and wonder about what you might learn. And then you think deeply about what you read and you talk about it with somebody else in your life, your friends or your family or people that you meet at work or out in the community. And you reflect on those conversations and that reading to really develop your own values. And then you can act with intentionality. You can build the kind of world that you want to live in. And that idea of being a lifelong learner, of thinking with curiosity and wonder about who you are and where you live and who has walked these streets before you, that kind of experience, it creates the opportunity for students to have these authentic, relevant, challenging conversations that are academic, they're happening in classrooms, but also personal. They're about these very intimate decisions, particularly with this book, right? Am I going to get married? When is that going to happen? What does my life look like if I don't get married? How do I value my friendships, my professional development? These are really important kind of questions and issues for people to deeply engage with. And the CRP creates this kind of space and opportunity for people to do that with one another. And I think that's really powerful.
Professor Lake, talk about any challenges or maybe opportunities for your students in your course completing their action projects here.
Absolutely. I really appreciate this question. And I see the challenges as the opportunities. So this kind of project for students means that we need to be more engaged. We're going to be learning about real social challenges that those around us are facing, and we're going to be talking with them directly. It's also more messy to learn in this way, so I'm not going to tell them what they need to do. They get to explore that and make some of those decisions on their own. Do they want to help get their fellow students registered to vote? Do they want to engage in a local food drive, or do they want to work with the local history council? Do they want to host a conversation with their family and their friends? I'm going to guide them through those decisions, but they get to choose how they want to enact what they're learning. So that's, it's again, challenging, but it's also an opportunity to learn by doing something. The work in this class is also more public. We're engaging with our Title IX director. We're engaging with, again, local women activists, and we're engaging with the author. We're also going to be inviting alumni back to talk about the challenges they've faced or the pressures they're feeling around their professional, personal, and civic lives now that they've graduated from Grand Valley. This work is also more collaborative. So I'm asking them to partner with each other. Mm-hmm. I'm asking them to partner with the public or their family and their friends. And so that kind of team-based work, it requires more of us, right? We have to be more humble and flexible and more creative to really not just do something on our own, but do something with those others in the world who are also trying to create change.
And your students are male and female, correct?
They are.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And local will be key, right? As you mentioned, students exploring these issues at a local level.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
And I want to jump down to students that will be engaging directly with the author, such as this author. What do you hope they'll learn from this, face-to-face engagement?
So the course that we're reading this book in is Lib 100. It's called Reflect, Connect, and Engage. And it asks students to explore how their education can help them question themselves and our society. And it asks them to consider how it might transform their life and change the world. And this kind of an opportunity gives them the chance to engage directly with the author of a book who cares deeply about these issues. And I'm hoping it can help them see learning as embodied, as a lifelong process, as Jen was saying, that's embedded in what we experience in the world, in our time and in our place. I'm also hoping that it's going to help them come to see the fuller reality of these ideas. What might motivate these book projects? What motivated Rebecca? And how might sharing our ideas with others impact our own realities and the decisions we make? How might it help us create opportunity for change?
Van Raleigh's Community Reading Project, the book is out. New York Times bestselling author Rebecca Traister writing All the Single Ladies, Unmarried Women and the Rise of an Independent Nation. Speaking with Professor Danielle Lake and Jennifer Jameslin, I like the intro. She dedicates this for her parents who never gave me a hard time about it. And an interesting quote, Nellie Bly, what do you think the new woman will be? Susan B. Anthony replies, she'll be free. 1896. What other learning opportunities are part of the Community Reading Project this year, Jen?
We have been blessed to have so many great partners on campus and in the community. So the University Library Archive set up an amazing display about the history of women's activism on Grand Valley's campus so that students could kind of connect the national trends or issues that Traister lays out in the book to what was happening on our campus. We've had programming from the Greater Grand Rapids Women's History Council looking at the history of single ladies locally. There is a rich history of women doing powerful work to shape Grand Rapids. And those stories aren't told very often. And so for students to hear that, I think is really important. So we've been doing these kind of historical presentations and learning opportunities. Our Center for Women and Gender Equity have done Talk Back Tuesday discussions about the book and Feminist Film Fridays, watching films that relate to this single ladies theme. We've got coming up in March a panel, an interfaith panel looking at issues of faith and feminism that our campus interfaith partners are coordinating. A talk by author Jennifer Weiss Wolf called Periods Gone Public about menstrual equity, the challenges facing low-income women or incarcerated women around access to feminine hygiene products. And then, of course, in 2 weeks, we've got the author lecture coming up. So Rebecca will be here. She'll be meeting with Danielle's class, but also with several other classes that have been reading the book. And then she'll do 2 public lectures, one at Herrick Library in Holland and then one on Allendale campus in Grand Rapids.
And she'll be here on the morning show on March 12th.
Mm-hmm,
thank you for
right.
that. But before that, again, as this is a 3-part series, next week we'll invite Pat Johnson, your director of Grand Valley's Writing Center.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then again, Rebecca Traister. Professor Danielle Lake, what's your final comment to us?
I love how projects like this help students see not just the interdisciplinary nature of these kinds of issues, but really help them see how they can be a part of the solution, a part of, you know, to generate the life that they want for themselves. I'm also hoping that this kind of work helps them listen more deeply, engage more humbly, but also more courageously, and get them out in the world really creating the change that they want to see. I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, great. Thanks for paying it forward, for sharing this work with your students. How do we find out more information about the work that is being done on campus, Jen?
You can go to the website, www.gvsu.edu/read. We have schedules of events there, but we also have links to all kinds of amazing resources. Traister's recent writings about #MeToo, workplace equity, sexual violence, and then lots of historical links about local women's history, Michigan's women's history, and national women's history.
Isn't there a song that says All the Single Ladies?
Beyonce,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Professor Lake, Jennifer Jameslin, on behalf of the CRP, All the Single Ladies, Rebecca Traister.